I move to start this meeting.
A second. We're not ready yet.
Save that for one more minute.
We're actually good. We're good to go.
Okay.
We will start the meeting.
Okay. Carrie Lynn, can you read the minutes and approve them?
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is July's meeting. The light has to be. I'm sorry, I just took it. Okay, we had myself, Jordana, Linda, Doug. No, Doug was excused. Kelly and Kathy and Donna at the last meeting. Carol and this was, yes, you're up here. You're at the top.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Carol and Doug and Elaine were excused last time. The meeting was called at 5:35 by Shauna. We approved June minutes. Chairman issues. Kelly, Carol, Kathy, and Carolyn.
Wow.
We'll be helping for the art show. Parade. Ellen will be doing the parade, carrying the banner. Cleaning the back room, July 20th, 9 to 11. That was all of us. Black boxes will come upstairs. This summer has been busy with all the summer camps, reviewed scheduling times for arts programs. Discussion items, director reports, art club, and graphics. Linda Littlefield, please refer to building at Highland Community Center. I don't know why that says that.
You were shortening it.
Oh,
people were
okay.
Calling it the arts.
Okay,
yeah.
That's right.
This would be
for art show has 16 vendors, 5 have paid, still need 16 more vendors. Quilting club to resume in September. City request, Doug, amphitheater put on hold. Youth summer musical theater, Jordana Burns, 50 participants going great. Performing American Fort Junior High, will be making QR code for flyers, questions about more space for programs, ideas for new theater possibilities discussed. Website, Linda's granddaughter's movie. Highland Choral Arts, getting ready for the parade. Still on summer break, auditions start August 13th and rehearsals on the 20th. Highland Children's Choir, Carrie Lynn Lenhart, summer break, audition registrations going on right now. Concerts scheduled for December 7th and May 3rd next season. Rehearsals start September 3rd, which was yesterday. Treasurer, Glade, Gummo, Shauna coordinating bank statements. John Pugh Orchestra just published the schedule and calendar for next season. Shared info for a Larry H. Miller grant. That's a good option. Kelly Gummo will be helping with the back room. Donna, library, working on Highland Fling. Children's Night is Wednesday on the Fling. Next board meeting, September 14th at 5:30 at the Community Center building. That's it.
Okay, does anybody have any reports?
I'm sorry?
It should be September 4th, right?
Yes, that is right.
Anybody else have a correction?
I move to approve the minutes.
Okay, I second it.
Okay, awesome. That's it.
Okay, I want to wait just a minute for Becca to get here before I introduce you to everybody. So we'll wait just a minute. And Sarah. So Sarah's with TSO and she's the executive director. So she's going to attend our meetings when she can, right?
Either John or I. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
Okay.
So, I made you all a schedule of what events we have coming up for the rest of the year. Also, a new contact information list. So I'll pass those around. And we'll pass around all these nice little flyers that Linda made.
Even my papers. It's not even cookies.
Oh, you'll need to pass these around to John.
Yeah, I'll pass those around to you. Everybody can take one. So while we're waiting for her, the mayor, I guess, elected me to be the advocate for Hal Theater from the city. I guess it was the mayor, because they said they talked to somebody and they thought it was the mayor. So anyway, I said, well, I'm just so busy, but I'll do it if I can have a co-advocate. And I said, okay, so I chose Susan because I thought that would be a good fit for her to start. So we went to Hale Theater advocate meeting last week, and it was really, really fun. We had lunch, and then they trained us what they wanted us to do, and then we went and took a tour of the new Hale Theater. I know. I'm hoping that they offer tickets. But this is what it's going to look like. It's going to be beautiful. And I really was going to turn it over to Susan, but after I got there, I thought it was so much fun. I didn't want to keep doing it. Hi, Becca. Come on in. Good. Traffic, huh? That's for you.
Sorry about the light that's here, me right again.
So I've spent a lot of time interviewing people to replace. We have two replacements we needed to make, and these two are awesome. And so this is Becca Caswell.
Yes.
And Susan Moss. And why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself? Just short.
Well, I raised my kids in Highland.
Yeah.
It's a clean year. So I graduated from U in painting and drawing. And I do art full-time, painting. And I teach also. And my girls are raised now, and I have one grandson. I love it. I sold my house in Highland a few years ago. And I actually was on this committee once back in 2003, back when it wasn't this group, but yeah.
Okay, and then Becca?
Say your name again.
Susan Moss.
Susan Moss.
Then I'm going to have everybody else introduce themselves to you, since Becca.
Oh, that would be great.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm Becca. I teach kindergarten, and I recently started teaching art with the Visual Art Institute in the summers and in the evening, so I love doing that. I studied illustration at BYU Idaho and then turned business major, so I have a background in kind of both. I just love making art. I've been doing figure drawing with them for about 10 years, so I love it.
Thank you.
Part of the community.
And Sarah, you want to tell us a little bit about you?
So I live in American Fork. I've been working at the TSO for 4 years, and I've got 3 kids. They've all kind of grown up, so just being a puppy.
Okay,
Sarah, what's your last name?
I think it's on here. I think her contact information is on here. So, Doug, let's start with you, and you can tell them who you are. Just do it real brief.
Hi, I'm Doug Courtney. I'm the city council representative for the Arts Council.
He's the best city council representative ever. Yeah.
And I'm Carrie Lynn, and I do the children's choir for about 28 years. That's all right.
Yeah.
And I think I've met you, Sarah, maybe once before or twice. I'm not sure.
Oh, at one of the meetings.
I think so.
Last year or something.
Anyway, it's nice to meet you all.
Okay, Jordana.
I'm Jordana, and I am over theater, director of theater.
Yeah,
my official title.
Best youth theater ever this
so
year. Yeah. Yeah. And Roger, he's the chief chocolate eater. He's Linda's husband, and he comes and sets up everything and takes everything down and hauls stuff in it from my car, and I don't know what I'd do without him. He says he took Woody's place. He's Woody's substitute, right?
So I'm Linda. I have the children's art class on Monday nights, the art club. And I do most of the graphics for different for the flyers, video games, flyers, and the website. And I've learned how to the traffic on the website by myself, and now I have to call my granddaughter this morning.
Oh,
yeah, by the way. I was very proud of myself. I did last month too, and I just said, I did it from myself. Nobody had to call her. I can't figure it out. I found out I was right clicking instead of left clicking. Anyway. And I do, what about you? Have something else from there? What do you have down for? Here's something else.
The craft show.
The craft fair.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a craft fair.
Oh, yeah.
That's like an all better. Yeah.
All your project.
All my projects.
Yeah. Okay, Donna.
Hi, I'm Donna. I am the Highland City Librarian, and I just mostly come to meetings.
Because we want you to. We love you.
Because we just share a lot of the same interests. You know.
We don't help her half as much as she helps us. I don't think she ever asked for. She's a do-it-yourself girl.
Yeah.
I'm Carol on the blog. I'm over the quilting group. It's called the So and So's. We meet on the third on the. Now we change it to the fourth Thursday. I know So and So. I know it is.
It's so cute.
And we usually have quite a few like that. We've had up to 60 people. And then my husband is Santa Claus. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, it's a secret.
My husband also knows her as Mrs. Claus.
Yes. he's the best Santa Claus we've ever had. He's just so sweet with the kids.
He's very cute.
Yes, he is. And he grows his beard for months.
Yes, and it's growing now, just so anybody wants to know. I'm always about to change, but anyway.
Kelly, I'm Kelly Gemma, and I used to teach guitar classes for the Kansas City, but I teach at Lone Peak now, and I so my title is best supporter, but I have to at least
crochet. She tried crochet classes too.
Also used to run the Christmas craft.
Yeah, the craft. She does the Halloween and Easter thing too. Right?
Yes.
That's one of my questions coming up.
She's confirming that.
Okay. Okay, we'll talk about it. Okay, so we need to take a vote on you two really quick. So could we get you to step out for a minute? We know we're all going to love you, so.
You don't make me happy. I'm just going to keep this at close session. Okay.
Just close your ears.
Oh,
no, just stand out there and talk to
each other.
This is for board members.
This is for board members. One to replace Ellen, and the other one to replace
Ellen. To be replaced.
Did she replace
Ellen? No, she's theater.
Okay.
Ellen does musical, the music stuff.
Okay.
Did we ever vote on her?
Yeah, she's been there a long time.
I can also step out.
I would vote yes.
Okay,
vote.
We all vote.
I feel like she's grandfather.
Okay, so all the yeses.
Yes.
Anybody opposed?
Could you vote yes?
Okay, great.
Yay.
Literally,
I'll get
them. Yeah, go tell them.
Beth
and
those
words.
Go tell them.
Yeah,
I'm going to get both of them out.
You my, well, my name is Heather H. on Sarah.
Oh, it's okay.
Therefore, I'm H. on Sarah and not Sarah.
Oh, well.
I can appreciate that. I need to be sorry.
So, what is
it? What is it? Oh, okay. Okay, I'll fix that.
We made it.
Well, we didn't leave you out there very long. It was kind of unanimous.
No, I'm sweating like...
It was really unanimous.
Oh.
So... Okay, you guys, I want to get started, so...
Oh, you have an extra one of these.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, yeah, we didn't
did we give her one?
That's not my bad. I was stuck. I'm not used to driving at that's 5. Good. I'm always driving at
okay.
3. So.
Is your website?
You can share with me as well.
Yeah. Okay, so. Yeah, he comes every year and does a Uke workshop in the summer. He didn't come this year. His mother passed away and he was taking it really, really hard. So he didn't want to do it this year, but he usually comes every summer and they do an all-day workshop here. And then they have a guy that comes and sells Ukes over in the park. And he's really good. I don't
know.
Ukuleles. Uh huh. Yeah. So that's really fun. Okay, so okay, I wanted to talk about a few things. The art show went really, really well. We've had probably more art than we had before. And we had a lot more traffic, I thought. It was
pretty good on Thursday night.
Yeah, on Thursday night, but then the rest of the time it was just steady the whole time. So, Donna, one thing that people mentioned to me was that I know you have a problem with all those books, but they stacked the boxes up out there.
Right. We had people complain that we'd put them on the sidewalk.
Yes.
So we had to move them off.
Yeah.
So we'll be careful about that.
Yeah. So they wondered if you could even put them in a trailer or something. I don't know. Whatever you think, but that was just.
If we have a little trailer in the parking lot, just throw them on there so it doesn't look so, junky with all the boxes piled up for the art.
The trailer?
If you have like a little trailer or something, or even the back of an SUV,
or even if we could put it on the other side of the parking lot or something.
Yeah, and we started doing it here because our storage unit was over there.
Yes.
So they moved our storage unit. So yes. We might move completely next year to a place closer to where our storage unit is now.
Where is that here?
It's around the corner from the junior high.
Oh.
You just turn the corner and go halfway down the block.
She'll get the traffic because people come for that. She gets a lot of traffic. I think you get traffic wherever you set up.
Yeah, so we'll certainly revisit that.
As long as there's shade, yeah. That's the nice thing about out here.
Yeah,
it's a little cooler.
It's nice to have a shade.
Yeah. So, and then I already told you about Hale Theater, and we're really excited about that, right, Susan?
Yeah.
And
got an email today.
I did too, and so I need to talk to you about that. But
what does it mean that you're ambassadors?
We're advocates. We don't know exactly what all it's going to entail yet, but we're supposed to advertise in our community and get people aware that they're going down there, that it's a new building, how beautiful it'll be. And
so are they trying to have an advocate in each city? Is that what
yes, yes. They had 20 people. They had even Heber City. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had an advocate for every...
Wow, that is really
yeah.
Smart
yeah.
Marketing on their part.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was really fun, and we took a tour of the building, and it's going to be awesome. They've got two theaters, a large one and a small one. And
is it as big as the Union?
Yeah, I think so.
The 680 and the small one is 360 or something.
I think it was probably about
the stage is a little different. It
yeah,
doesn't go up and down like, everything that one does.
And so the little theater is going to be
in the round.
Yeah, like the Orem Theater, only it'll be a little bigger and have more seating.
So the smaller one, the bigger one's in the round or the smaller one?
The small one.
So the small, so it's like opposite from Sandy, where the big ones in the round and the small ones.
Well, but what was the big one? It was
basically in the round.
Yeah, I think it was
one side.
It was hard to tell because it was still under construction.
Yeah.
Well, so
and I'm sure it'll
well,
let me do it in like
it was open
in January.
Yeah, their open house will be January 1st.
Okay.
So they have to be through by December 1st so that they can be ready for that.
Good.
So it's going to be really fun, though. We're excited. Aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah. So, Kelly, the Halloween event. It's October the 30th.
The trick-or-treat.
Are you up for that? Or she called me and asked me this week if we were going to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to come up with some kind of a booth again?
Yeah. Okay. But I don't know whether I want to do it or not. I've just got so much going on. But, so I need somebody who will take it and run with it. So tell me if you're up or not up.
I can be a bit co-doing it. I don't know if I can do it by myself because I have to work that day. And I've got
it. Yeah, it's a Wednesday, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I think it's a Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, does anybody else want to take that on? If not, I'm going to just tell her no, that we don't want to do it this year.
What time does it usually start?
I can't remember, but I just remember how cold it was last year. It was freezing. No, you don't know. But it was very cold out there.
It was really cold, but we did have it.
Yeah, they have a big turnout, yeah.
So it's a booth that needs to be
in? Uh-huh. Well, it's a table. It's not really a booth, but you have a table. And Kelly did games last year that the kids, and they were lined up. Who went with me? Kathy?
It was you and I and Annie last year.
And Kathy came.
Yes, that's right. She did.
Yeah, but it was cold, huh? It was so cold. We were just frozen.
But other years it's not been. It was kind of freaky last year.
Yeah.
And our things were blowing off the table.
Yeah. But Kelly did some really cute games. There was a
pumpkin poke thing.
Yeah, that you poke the tissue paper off the cup, out of the cups, and then they got the prize what was in it. And what was the other one?
I think it was just like a ghost and a pumpkin.
Yeah.
It was really cute.
Yeah, it was cute.
I was actually out of town, so I did it all
before. Yeah.
So if you want me to do something prior to, I could. You
know. Okay. Well, you guys be thinking about that. We got a little time, but... and then the Christmas event we're all set for. We have our Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
He has his suit and he has his cane and the whole thing.
Yep. He's ready.
And so
getting ready.
Yeah, that'll be the first Saturday in December.
Okay.
I just looked at the trick or treat street. It's 5 to 7.
Okay, thank you. So, and then Becca, this is kind of something I was thinking of that you might be up your alley.
Okay.
Is I would like to have an art walk in February.
Amazing.
Here. And it would just be on a Saturday, so we'd have to set up on Friday night. But if we could get maybe 10 artists to do it so it's all inside. And some kind of cute name for it.
Did you say October?
February.
So when you say art walk, just like kind of like the gallery that was up here?
Kind of like that, but we would get about 10 artists and they would each have their own space.
Oh, like they would be present and talking and interacting with people?
Yes,
okay.
Like an art show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could serve crackers and cheese and better not serve champagne. We can probably serve something. Yeah,
okay.
Something.
Is it a fundraiser or?
No, I don't even think we'll charge for that. What do you think? What do you guys think?
Just an arts event.
I just think an art event. Just something to draw people in. Yeah. And they can sell their art if they want to.
Okay.
But I don't want to sell it for them, although we did sell quite a bit of art at the art show. It was, we were quite surprised how much we sold.
Awesome.
But what I do at the art show is I don't want to be the salesman, so I disconnect them with the artist.
Okay. Yeah. Love that.
Yeah.
You have a date coming in for that?
No, I was wanted to see if she was interested in doing
that. Yeah, I'd be
first.
Very interested in doing that.
Okay. That sounded like it was up your alley.
I love that.
Yeah.
To connect the buyers with the artist, what did you do for that at this last
I just called, like, okay, someone came and they'd say, I want to buy this picture. And I'd look at, Linda would pull out the name of the artist and I would call him and say, someone wants to buy your picture, how much do you want for it?
Awesome.
And then they could Venmo the artist.
But if the artist's there, then you wouldn't even have to do that, right?
Yeah, right. Wouldn't even have to do
they
that.
They could just handle it themselves.
Yeah.
Or, if they're comfortable giving their contact information, would that be something you could just contact this artist and then they can do that themselves?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very logistical, but I think that's great. I would love to take that on.
Okay. Yeah. I've been wanting to do that for a few years. Becca is the right person to
have
to do that.
I would love to do that. I have plenty of people who I think would be interested in.
Yeah. And then be thinking about this for a minute when it comes around to Linda's turn. I'll give her time to ask this, but she's going to need some help with the craft fair. It's a huge undertaking. We've got three left, right? Three left, and she can tell you about it when we get to it. But I've got something else I want to do first, and I will. But be thinking about it if you think you've got time to help with that. We're going to need somebody to tape off the floor in this.
We just put the corners. Square inches.
Yeah.
Square piece of the corner.
Just measure and do
it.
Yeah,
we measured exactly.
Yeah.
I'll talk about it.
Yeah. So somebody who can crawl around on the floor.
Not me.
That's not us. So so be thinking about that and setting up tables for the ones that need tables set up. So a lot of them bring their own.
I don't have a count yet, but who wants tables? But
okay.
Most, a good, probably third of them like tables.
Okay. All right. So, I was really overwhelmed when I got home from the art show. I just felt so grateful for everybody. So, I just want to do a little thank you. And so, Donna, you're just always there for us, and we just appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Sarah, I didn't put an H on it, but we're really glad that you're here and that you're going to support us, and that's so great. And Doug is the best city rep ever. Yeah, just appreciate everything that you do for us. Yeah, even with his broken arm, he still kept doing it. And one thing I wanted to ask you was if you ever talked to Brittany. Remember, she said she would give us her.
Oh, no, I have not. I will follow up. I will actually give her.
Okay, because I haven't heard anything from her, and yeah. I didn't know whether I should bug her or.
I will call her this evening.
Okay, thank you. And Becca, we're so excited to have you on board.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah,
that's
she's
going to
be so fun. We need some young blood. We're just excited to have you.
I'm here. I'm happy to be here.
And Susan, you too.
Great.
I want you two to kind of think about what things you'd like to be involved in.
Great.
And then I'll take all the help I can get anywhere that you want help. Elaine is sick. Jordana, her youth theater this year was amazing. It was so cute. It was just so cute. I love those little kids, and they love her. Yeah, they love her. And Carrie Lynn, you have the best children's choir ever. Ever, ever. Woody used to say, when's Carrie Lynn going to do another thing? When's she going to do some more? And Kelly, thank you for all you do. And Glade. appreciate you so much. You've been with some of these. She's been with me the whole time. I've been here 15 years now, off, except for the little time I took off.
I was with Carrie Lynn before that.
Yeah, and Carrie Lynn, and Alan, and Linda. I, you know, you've all been with me this whole time, and that's amazing. Yeah. And Carol, we're so excited to have you on board, too.
And
the Quilt Guild is so much fun. If you guys ever get to go, go, because it's fun. I don't even quilt, and I have fun. So, and Kathy is going out of town. And Linda and Roger. Thank you. Linda, nobody knows how much time she puts in. I do, because I talk to her every day, 20 times a day. Right, Roger?
Right.
Yeah. So she puts in hours and hours. So thank you, Linda, for all of that.
Beautiful.
Is this
because I'm so slow?
Yeah.
They're all so nice.
They are. They're all beautiful. I, every time she makes me one, she'll send it over and say, is this okay? I go, yeah. You need to send it. I knew it'd be okay. So, yeah, I've done this for 15 years. And in the beginning, I thought I would only do it for a couple of years. And here I am still, and I still love it.
She tried to get out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, it's just so much fun. I can't quite let it go.
I'm just going to insert that Shauna is really good at really genuinely supporting everybody's struggles.
Thank you. Thank you. And one thing I forgot was when we were at the art show, Tom Holdman came, and he always comes. He's just so supportive and good. And he left us a little crystal out of the Provo Temple. And he said, I hope this will bring peace to your home. And I grabbed it, and Linda looked at me like, wow. But what I wanted to do, it was have it framed for you.
Oh, Shauna.
For all you do. And so it's a little fragile. So
we're excited to see this.
Mm-hmm. Roger, Russ.
Nice.
Russ framed it, and he said it. Yes, he said if the crystal doesn't hold, you bring it back. So be a little careful with it. But he said if it should come loose, I can take it back and he'll fix it for you.
That's so nice. This came from the Provo Temple.
The one they just tore down.
I know, that's where we got married. I feel like we're not married.
That's how it
works. Because they tore it down.
It lives on in your head. In your photo.
Yeah.
In your photo albums. Yep.
Yeah. So I thought she should have it. I was going to put it over here, and then I thought, Linda should have that.
Why?
She, because, yeah, she's like my right and left arm, honestly. Mm-hmm. She is. So
that is so nice.
Yeah. So thank you. Huh? Do you really want to know?
Should I pause it?
I did it. Crocheting.
Oh.
I overdid it. I was doing the washcloths for the craft fair,
yeah.
And I was like crocheting every night for like 4 hours, and all of a sudden it just started painting clear out my arm.
Purple, yeah. Okay.
It tore the bone away from the muscle.
Yeah,
it tore the muscle. So they had to put it back in place, and it's taken 2 months. For about 2 months, it still hurts, but it's getting better.
We're going to talk about extreme sports.
Extreme crocheting. That's right. Okay, so let's start with Doug. What do you have? Anything you want to?
I don't actually have anything from the city, but my thing is of particular interest to the arts house.
Okay. That's good. I did call Carrie Lynn. I talked to Kathy today, and she said how dark it was out there going out. So I did talk to Roy today, and he was going to come by and look and see if he couldn't rig up a light for out there.
Okay. It was on my list. It's not dark, but it's going to be pitch black.
Yeah.
And she said the elderly, like, they were having to have people help them downstairs, but all have, you know, 100 children out there.
And he said he would come by and look at it and see what he could rig up. So,
the new building's going to be adjoined to this?
No, it's just going to be separate, but they are going to put an outside entrance coming into the side.
Do you know the purpose of that?
I don't know. Because, do you know? Because I'm going, well, we don't really want the worker men coming in and out all the time, but then that's not my call.
So it's usually the storage room where the VAI is, so.
They're putting the door here?
No, downstairs.
If they use the storage room for the VAI.
Yeah, we've got all of our art supplies in there right now. I've got to move them. I've got to move some of them. So. Yeah.
I don't know why they want to do that.
I don't either, but evidently that's what they're going to do. So, okay, Sarah, what have you got anything for us?
No. We have a concert coming up on the 27th and 28th.
And you'll give us some tickets.
So, yeah, if anyone would like tickets.
Oh, and the song.
Yeah. And that's going to be at Timberline.
Sarah, your schedule's on the website. On our website.
Great. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you can go to the tso.org.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys did a good job.
And if you can get me the tickets, I'll distribute them. That's okay.
But should we just have one in your hands if you want tickets? Or
well, I want to check with the city council and a couple of city people to see if they want tickets too.
So the way it works is I put it in one thing.
Uh-huh.
So
you need every...
We could put it in, like, a certain person's name or your name, and then when they come, they would just give your name at the door.
That would be fine.
So
that would work.
Don't count the tickets.
Well, what you had originally said was 10 sets. 10 sets.
Okay. So I'll put 20 tickets in your name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I'll find a home for them.
Okay.
Okay, Kelly?
So they won't need physical tickets. They'll just come down the door with
electronic.
Your name.
Okay. That's great.
I don't have anything.
You don't?
I mean, I'm happy to help with... Might be available to help with the crafting. Need to check my schedule.
Okay.
And I, you know, if you want me to do something in advance for the, I you just tell them now.
I don't know. If nobody wants to do it, yeah, I'm going to tell everybody I'm not going to do it this year. Yeah, I just feel like I can't take on one more of those things right now. So, and tell Glade how much we appreciate him. Yeah, it's a big thing to have him do that. Okay, Carol?
We have our next quilt group on September 20th, so it's the third Friday, and it's all day. We meet just up here. And then we do have a big event coming in January, and that's where, I mean, you'd have to be into fabric to know Riley Blake is a huge name, not just in Utah, but nationally. Actually, internationally, and the owner Cindy Howard lives in Alpine, and she's coming to our group, so it's going to be.
And that's in January.
And that's in January.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It will be the 17th.
So people just come and bring their stuff and work on it together.
Absolutely. They come and bring their sewing machine.
Yeah.
And they will even some will bring sewing machines and sew, some just bring hand sewing. But on that particular day, we'll meet. We always meet from 9 until 3.
They have lunch.
And we have lunch.
And you said the 17th of January?
And the 17th, we'll meet at noon for lunch, and then somebody will come at 1 o'clock.
You have to let them know in advance.
We haven't because we really, I'm just going to plan again on about 60. That's what we had last year. So. But But with Cindy, it might be more.
And do they contribute to the lunch?
When we do a lunch, except in January, they rotate and people sign up to bring things. So I have 4 people sign up to do the lunch each.
And the Arts Council is going to provide lunch for in January.
Mm-hmm. So I have a question. So does that mean we're in September, right?
Third Friday. September 20th, which is the third Friday.
What time?
9 o'clock is when it opens, and then we end about 3.
Okay.
But people come, you know, any time in between. And like I said, people will bring their sewing machines. They set up their own tables. And
yeah, I signed up to be in your group. So.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the one I did here is just 1 to 4.
Oh, that's when Sheila comes at 1 o'clock. We'll meet at noon and eat lunch at noon, and then she'll do kind of the closure. But I'll put more flyers and things. In fact, Linda made a beautiful flyer for it that we're going to put around in the fabric places. It's just, Cindy hasn't gotten back to me because she's doing a big thing on Thanksgiving Point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And once that's through, I think she'll get back with me on it. But I think it's gorgeous, what you made, so I might just go ahead and use that anyway without her approval, you know.
Okay, Donna.
Okay, so I have had a request from my staff for when we do this calendar to move the logo up to the top, because when you put it in the library, people pick it up and they don't look down at the bottom and they think it's library programs. So if we can put the Arts Council logo right at top, because there's plenty of space there, then it's just a lot more clear that this is Arts Council rather than library. Also, any of you who want to, we have the community board by the library, and if you want to put a flyer up there, you don't actually have, Arts Council people don't have to ask my permission. Just go ahead and put it up, and you can put flyers there, and people stop and look at that. It's actually a place where people look, so it's a good place to advertise. But I'm usually the one that approves the stuff, but you're just automatically approved.
So I noticed when I was over there that they have people who are putting things for like art classes.
Yeah, I mean, anyone in the community can put anything up there.
Okay.
So
I have another suggestion. I actually think that's a good idea. If I were looking at this, I wouldn't really know where to go. I would put it in an outlet.
Yeah,
that's
really
so much space, guys.
Yeah, but you won't get there.
The newsletter always says everything for this year. So the city newsletter always says it's at this building.
Yeah.
But not this, no. But the newsletter does.
That's good.
If you
could
say Highland Community.
I was going to say, if I were just seeing this flyer somewhere, I wouldn't really like to understand who it was and where to go.
Okay, Beth, do you have questions for us?
I'm sure I will in the future. Right now I'm just getting your contacts in my phone, and I'll be thinking about ideas to implement and programs. And
that would be awesome. We'd just love that.
Yeah, great.
I'm grateful if you just take whatever and run with it.
Love it.
Just let me know what you're doing.
Do we have any cultural food events? Because that would that fall under this art?
Cultural what?
Like cultural nights or food, community.
Food trucks or
no?
No, almost like a community cookout or something that's a cultural event.
That's a Salt Lake something.
They probably do. I've just recently gotten really into become more of a foodie lately, and
that would be
I
really
think that
fun.
Would be a very nice.
That would be fun. One thing that you should know is that there's not a kitchen in here.
Yes.
So I know
libraries that do kind of a community food event as a fundraiser. So
yeah.
if you guys wanted to do a you know, a food event. Cool. And invite different, you know, vendors from the community to come and show off their stuff.
Yeah,
but then we have to pay to come, and it's a fundraiser.
Yeah, I think that's neat. Cool. And we did it in the city building in the lobby where there's tile, so we wouldn't have to worry about
that. Like
carpet would be an easy cleanup.
Yeah. I don't know. You'd have to see if the city would.
You might not allow it. But yeah. It gets tricky in here with.
If
we lay tarps,
then they have to take down.
I'm kidding. So cute. But yeah, I think that's neat.
Yeah. Yeah, just some thoughts.
Okay. Well, let's.
We'll keep soaking the idea.
Jordana, do you have anything you want to?
I don't have anything.
Okay.
Until
next summer.
Jordana, is it two ends or one?
I put your dates in calendar for next year. For June.
Next year. Perfect. Yeah. No. What is the show? I didn't pick it. What's the show about? All the different fairy tales that come together.
Is it Into the Woods?
Yes.
Into the Woods.
I've heard people here are super excited about it. Super not excited.
What is it called? What is it called?
Into the Woods.
Into the Woods.
It's a great.
And I was.
I was reading
it. Great. For juniors. I haven't found someone to direct me,
so, you know.
Oh, when you're musical, but it's going to be fun.
Well, it's going to be tough. Because of the time frame, you know, and the space. And you know, when we went to the Healthy Ader meeting, every community said the same thing, that their biggest problem is space.
But you can rent it.
Yeah, it's expensive to rent to be a space.
Salisbury Theater and American Fort.
Yeah, they're more expensive than the schools. We did try that one.
Valley?
Really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, American Fort, I think, outbid the Alpine Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Because they used to kind of have dibs on that building.
Yeah.
Right now, there's no dibs, yeah.
Oh, is that
right? Yeah.
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 That's AFP.
Yeah. They outbid, so
yeah.
They have dibs. But AZG has Play at Home right now, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry for you. Really.
That's okay. Okay, Susan, do you have any questions for us? No?
Wait. Sorry.
What?
Before she walks out the door, there are risers downstairs. Did someone already talk to you about this? The city opened that up?
Did they? Think so.
Yeah.
We're going to get rid of them.
Okay, I was just going to let her look at them in case she could use any of them. I was
going
to put them up on Marketplace.
Well, they're not even a full set.
Well,
are you like wire things?
Like little sections of risers, triangles, and shapes that go up on little things. I thought you might just want to walk down there and look at them. I have pictures of them, I'll send them to you.
But you better hurry because I've already
told
somebody
find
to come
them?
And. Yeah.
Did you find someone that wanted them?
No, I found no.
Because I was going to put them up for free.
What did you find them?
On Marketplace.
Yeah.
I bet we're going to find
them. Okay.
I just wanted to know if you want to make sure.
Really
on your way up.
I really don't want to keep them.
Yeah, okay.
I really don't want to keep them.
Okay.
They're not a full set.
In case you wanted to keep them.
Really, really heavy.
That's true.
And
really heavy.
Nobody's ever used them the whole 15 years I've been here.
Okay.
And I think part of the set's gone. I think the city used them 1 year for the fling, and part of them got lost, and so it's not even a full set. It doesn't even go together. So, yeah, I just talked to Kathy about that today.
I'm 385. My phone number is 385, not 801.
Oh, did I put 801?
It was 801 385. Use your
message. Walk down there on your way out.
That's how I do things.
It might be helpful.
International. Thank you, Jordana.
Okay, sorry. Susan, do you have anything you want to say?
I'm getting my feet wet, so. I mean, I'm doing the.
Yeah, she's doing that with me. And, we did get an assignment today to do. To
I already emailed it off to you. I couldn't talk to you today, but.
You did what?
I said I already emailed it off to you.
Oh, you did?
Because my daughter said she
did. That's what they asked us to do, was send it
to her.
They're going to do a little kids program for K through three.
Field trips.
They wanted to send kids for field trips to see this. It looks like it'll be darling.
Yeah, super cute.
Yeah. So, can you send that to Becca?
Yeah, I would love to get that info.
What is that?
It's a healthy eater. It's the kids. They're doing a little program for kids, kindergarten through third, and they want
just last week about
the kids in schools. They want to get to contact all the schools in our area and give them a heads up that there's a field trip available. Right?
Yeah, it's only $5. I mean, I understand that the schools have to find gas and that, and drivers just, you know, drive the bus, but.
Yeah, but $5 a child to go.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Okay.
The Utah Valley Symphony does something similar. They do school shows when they do their symphonies, and it's really neat thing. They bus in all kinds of students.
Yeah.
To watch the date, they do like a matinee for them. Then it's
so interesting.
Yeah, I remember. I remember.
Do you do the same thing? Yeah. Well, I think I remember John saying that actually.
Yeah.
We actually go to the it seems to be more successful to the middle schools. We actually last year had them come to the one library. And we did it there for their classroom. And it just was more effort trying to get them to come than actually go to the school.
So do you contact the schools?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, let us know what we can do to help you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We do one a year. We have it scheduled this year, but
okay.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. Linda. Oh boy. Oh boy.
All right. So the craft fair is coming up the 25th and 26th. Is that right?
Of October.
Of October. So Friday and Saturday from 10 to 4 each day. We'll have the doors open by 8 o'clock on Friday for the vendors to come in. We'll lock the doors that night so they can leave all their goodies up. So don't have to take them down. And hopefully they're out of here by about 5 on Saturday. We had one group a couple years ago that was like 6:30 before they finally had all their goodies
and
up.
Sarah, we're going to come in Thursday night and set up. That's one of your nights that you're not practicing,
yeah,
John
yeah.
said, right?
We have a concert that those two nights, so we would have done the dress rehearsal after.
Yeah.
So we won't be there.
So okay. We'll need to get the panel set up like we did for the art show. It'll just be right down the middle to kind of divide the room.
Okay.
And then, you want to say something?
Well, I'm just going to say, okay, I'm going to need helpers for that.
Yeah. I'm just putting that in without really helping everything. And I will have. I'll have maps, I have a couple of maps actually, called maps, little graphs of how to divide the spaces up. It's basically, they're 6 feet, for the most part, they're 6 feet long and 5 feet deep. There's a couple that are a little bit different than that, but I will have a graph on a graph paper of what everything is. And you have to measure pretty exactly. We had some help last year from one of my granddaughters, and she didn't measure quite exactly, and we were running out of space. Because, I mean, we want to allow the 3 feet plus for entrance and walkways and stuff, so it's got to be pretty exact. So I'll need help getting those out, taped out, just painters tape type stuff.
That's the craft fair. Tell them about the book signing.
Yes. I had these brainstorms that I sometimes wish I didn't have. The craft fair was the first one.
Yeah.
Anyway, then I was trying to figure out how to drive traffic to the craft fair. So I had 3 years. Last year was kind of, we had trouble because we inadvertently scheduled with the same weekend as the Salt Lake gift show. So it was a little bit down. The vendors that
Kelly and Sarah, I really need you to listen to this because she's going to ask first.
The vendors that had moderately to inexpensive things did exceptionally well. If they were pricey, the craft fair's probably not a good vendor menu for them anyway, and they were very unhappy. I was like, well, your prices are too high, you know, but I didn't say anything. Anyway, they were very unhappy. So we lost a few that Lisa would be one of them. That was another reason for Lisa, but she was just used to have it this year. I went back to her over and over again. But So anyway, it's having a book signing. So we're going to do book signing. Right now I have...
Who's doing a book signing?
It's from 10 to 2.
We're having it at the craft fair.
We're going to have two tables set up for authors to do their book signing.
Who are the authors?
I've got a whole slew of them. I don't have them all with me right now.
They'll come for like a two-hour slot.
They'll come out for a two-hour slot, 10 to 12 on Friday, 12 to 2 on Friday, 2 to 4 on Friday. Mary Ellen Edwards is one of them, if you know her. Yeah, so she's going to be here. And then a bunch of others. They're all very, very excited about it. Right now I'm short one. All them will be 10 to 2 on 10 to 12 on Saturday and 12 to 2 on Saturday, leaving the 2 to 4 block open because we're doing trick-or-treating for the kids. So right now
So every booth will give out candy. Well,
yeah.
She ordered some little bags for the kids.
Yeah. I've got the bags, and we get them out, and we have stuff for our council to hand out. And, I have basically 10 slots for artists, two each for five slots. I have one to fill. Shada gave me the phone number yesterday, it wasn't one more. So, and I had it in the city website, or city newsletter, but it didn't get put in. Not sure how that happened. Anyway, I got a minute from the city newsletter going, oh no, that was an important thing. But Shada has an idea for one, and my daughter may have something. She's written a guided journal book, what type thing. So she might make a call on her husband. If we get more than that, we can open up the landing and...
Well, that's true.
Yeah, we go over the landing if we get more than that. So if I get a whole bunch of people saying, I want to do this, I'm not going to turn them away, but we'll have to, I can open the landing. So that's happening. Where am I?
I think you're good.
Okay.
What time are you going to do the...
I'm sorry, what, Kelly?
What time are you going to do the setup on Thursday?
Oh, 6-ish, after dinner. That work?
That's fine with me.
Whatever time you guys. So I will need. It's going to take a couple people, strong people, to put up the
panels.
Either Sean or I can do it. I crawl around when I get anything done. So
really. Well, other years Linda's got down on the floor and taped that floor.
Yeah.
Let me show you something that we use at the library. It might be useful with that.
With the floors.
So, these are strips of colored velcro that you can use to mark off the floors.
Yeah, I don't mean that big, so I mean, you can use that one. This is basically the strip.
Yeah, the reason these are nice is that when you pull them up, they don't rip.
And do they not crack the carpet at all?
No, we used it on our new carpet, and we don't have any trouble with them.
I usually just use the corners. I map up my mat. I have my people to do
that. They also have dots.
Oh, do they? Mm-hmm. So it's necessary to cut tape. All right, can you send that to me somehow?
Let me see. Like this?
Yeah. Velcro. Gosh, that might be easier.
Yeah, that might be easier.
How pricey are they?
They're cheap.
Kathy wants to put
this. Let's see.
Miss Sarah.
I call it a map. Of where the dots go, and I think that's it. Sean is getting two vendors. We've got trick or treat bags, and we have all those craft things I made in the past years that we never have finished using. We all have got enough to go
ahead. We're going to have a table too.
We'll have a table.
Yeah, if anybody could donate an item for our sale table. That would be awesome. So,
and Sean is providing the Arts Council is providing the door prizes this year of all the leftovers, some of the left items. She's got it all counted out, so whatever it is. And because we have door prizes every hour on the half hour, so I'll explain that. So I will 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, and 3:30, and then for both days.
And Donna, we might need you to come and set up
the sound system.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'll need the microphone.
You're the only smart one.
I'll need the microphone so I can announce that. And I think that's it for now. My head's kind of spinning with everything that's going on. But I haven't gotten sick this year. That kind of sick. Except there's other virus running around my body, but not that one. That's it for that. My art class starts the 16th. I suspended it the 9th, and I realized we're at Ramsey National Leaders. We've got an activity on the 9th. I went, whoops! So I just delayed my art class on the 16th, which is fine. I only have, I just had the mother cancel on with 2 right now because of scheduling. And so I know she can start in January, so I have open enrollment. So I've got room for about 3 or 4 more kids if they want to come. It'll be nice not to have the 18 I had last year. But anything else? Oh, I'm gone. I'm leaving the 17th of September, and I'll be gone through that following Saturday. So don't call me. Don't expect me to turn around in 24 hours and get you a graphic. Okay? So Carol, I still need your stuff for that one meeting.
Okay.
I'm plenty of it. I need to get that pretty soon here so I can get it done and
okay
with you.
Great.
For your meeting. So you can, she will hand me, I will make a flyer for her to hand out on the 20th for the October meeting. That's how that usually works. I get it to her so she can hand it out at the meeting the previous month. I think that's it.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for all you do, Linda. So, Carrie Lynn, how's your choir coming?
Good. We started yesterday, and it was so great. It was really, really neat. I was worried about the light, but that sounds good if we can get some light up there. Pretty soon it starts to get really, really dark.
It does, but definitely change times.
That's what I told
you. But even before then, she's lighter than we are, but it's usually pitch black for that last class. And the last class is where we have the children and the little tiny, so the 5 to 7 year olds and the 8 to 12 year olds.
So it'll be dark tomorrow night for you, probably. I don't know how quick you'll get a light out there, but
we were dark too, and we leave at 5:15 for my kids.
It was so great, and we always have all kinds of parents and grandparents here. And it was a special rehearsal.
Good.
The other concern that I had, and there's probably nothing that can be done about this, but the tractor was out there driving around and digging up in the parking lot while I have children coming in and out. And I feel so grateful we can use the building, but it was a little bit worrisome.
I wonder if they need to come in the basement door while their construction's still going on.
That, it's possible. So I have the little tinies that come in
maybe
the lowest level.
Maybe you can have somebody stand out there.
But that doesn't change the fact that while they're coming in through the parking lot, there's a tractor out there driving around, and maybe there's nothing that can be done about it. But
I don't think so.
But I don't know what time they finish, or
they were through when I got here at 5.
So we started at 3:30, and they were out there. Maybe they're done doing that. But anyway, it was just a little worrisome, and I thought I'd throw it out there in case. And maybe on Tuesdays, they finish a little earlier, or maybe that can't be. That's not a thing, but I thought I'd throw it out there.
Okay.
The other question I had was, I just had a couple questions. So when this is all finished, is this going to be all cement out here, or will there be any grass out here? Do you know?
I don't think there'll be grass. I don't think so.
Okay.
There may be.
I think it's going to be cement.
There may be some greenery between the two buildings, but it's not going to be anything that...
Well, there'll be a sidewalk, evidently, if they're going to put an entry down there. So.
Okay. And then the parking lot's going to go all the way over, right?
Right. We'll have... They will be using the parking lot a lot of the time, but in the evenings when you guys are they should be done.
Okay, so like
she starts at 3:30,
yeah.
3:30.
Yeah.
So all the public works trucks, are they going to be in the parking lot, or are they going to still be at the other location? Just a question that I have.
I think both.
Okay.
I
so
both.
We'll, I'm just trying to figure out if we're going to have parking out here for our arts events or community events,
yeah.
Or if it's
yeah.
going to be full of trucks.
No, they're supposed to use, if they do have to park trucks, it'll be over there.
Okay, so it won't.
At least that's my understanding. Is that
your
sense?
That is a good question. So
yeah.
Are they going to be using the other location at all for some of the bigger vehicles and trucks, or are all those white trucks going to be parked here?
No, I think they'll be using that one too. I think that they use
the one up by the
yeah.
Yes, they'll both be
in
active use. This is specifically the park maintenance building.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a little less.
So it will be mower.
Yeah, we'll be done before 7.
Just
pages are wonderful bell choir.
We usually have go ahead.
Person. She's our wonderful bell choir person. And that bell choir is really good. If you ever get a chance to just listen to them a little bit,
they really do.
They're awesome.
I'm trying to stack. So normally we have like a class that goes till 6, and then two others that start at 6. But because there's nowhere for parents to come in and out here, I'm trying to move the classes a little bit further apart, but it's still a little bit tricky with just little children coming out. So that's why I was trying to find out.
Well, hopefully, do you know what their target date is of being finished?
I don't remember what the target date is. I will track down specific dates and see if I can get a kind of a lot plan.
Spring 2025.
Does that mean they're going to work on it all winter?
Probably.
The indoor stuff they could work on over the winter, but
yeah.
I was just curious about this because you know, it is what it is, and I'm so grateful that we can even use the building. I was just curious because we with a lot of the large families that participate, and they have kids in every choir, and so often we have the kids that aren't seen out there because we don't want them next to the road. And so, and now they obviously can't go there, and they can't go up front either, which means they're by the road while they're waiting, which is what it is. But I was just curious to know through the layout if there's going to be a little space out there in the future going forward for kids to wait with their siblings.
The image that I remember, I think it did have some greenery between the two buildings, but not like
even if it's a sidewalk, you know, they usually have people just sitting
there. Yeah, like sidewalk with plants.
We'll figure out
what
I would like to be involved in.
I think that's so helpful because it gives them a place that's not right next to cars to just sit and visit. So I was just curious. I wondered if you knew. That's super helpful. Okay. I think that's everything. I have just a question for you afterward.
Okay. So, quick. I know she's ready to come in and start setting up her bales. So, but I want to talk a little bit about Friends of Art is tomorrow. And it's going to be really fun. I hope that this construction isn't going to scare people away. But
who's going to be
there? It's what it is. Well, I had somebody lined up, and he had to cancel on me. And so I'm having Rochelle come and talk about how to pick out your best watercolor papers. And then Russ is going to come and talk about framing. About the importance of framing and what to do and not do and that kind of thing. And then we're going to have lunch, so it'll be good. Other thing is that Doug generously gave me enough money to buy lunch for the senior citizens in January. Thank you for that. And so I've got that scheduled, and I'm going to do that. And I'm also going to provide a lunch for them from the Arts Council in October.
So I think meeting in September.
What?
The
senior citizens.
The senior citizens.
Yes, the second Thursday. The first Thursday is Friends of Art, and the second Thursday is the senior citizens.
Did you say January and October? We will probably
January for senior citizens. October and January.
Can I show up to that in September to just tell them about a new thing we have at the library?
Let me call Marque tomorrow and ask her if that's okay. I don't know what she has planned as far as the program.
We have new blood pressure.
Yeah, that's what you said. Yeah, I saw that on TV today. They were talking about the libraries have those.
We have ours and... You can check out a blood pressure kit, but also those things that they clip on your finger to do your oxygen, and then also just a temporal thermometer, and you can just check out the kit. And so if you're doing telehealth, you can take your vitals.
Oh, that's neat.
And,
that's really
neat. You know, and you don't have to go into the doctor's. So I would like to tell this new group about that. So.
Okay. Right. I'll check on that tomorrow.
Senior citizens from 55 to 65. For the dinner that they do in August or whatever.
Uh-huh.
They changed the age on it, so now I'm aged down.
Oh, you're aged down?
I'm aged down.
Well, it was the wind blew really, really hard. It was blowing the food away, the tablecloths.
Yeah, I heard it was kind of a crazy night.
It was a crazy night. And
most of the decorations never went up.
Yeah.
Where was this?
Because they made it senior citizens. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. And they had hula dancers and their skirts were blowing. Yeah. So. Okay. So if nobody else has anything else,
I guess I have one question for Joe.
Okay.
I'm anxious about for the craft fair at the end of October. How much of this ramp is going to be ready? Because we have used that, and the vendors have used it, and I'm
concerned about the senior citizens
and other people who come here to look at it, use it. It's bad enough we have to go outside and come around to get downstairs. That's bad enough.
I will check and see what timing.
I'm
guessing that your ramp's going to be out until everything's done. That's what
that
I
think. Well, no, Josh told me that it would be done.
We'll count on Josh.
It'll be really nice with the new ramp, but it's kind of unfortunate not to have any ramp in the meantime.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. But yeah, I'm just anxious for the fact that that's done.
Okay, could someone motion to adjourn?
Okay,
thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.